Krisos Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1-5. This is the third of three Mishnayos talking about miscarriages. This one is talking about Elu She'enon Mevios, women who had some kind of miscarriage, but what they miscarried is certainly not something which is considered a Vlad, and therefore there's no obligation for her to bring the korbanos that a Yoledes, when it gives birth, would have to bring. And similarly, but not mentioned in the Mishnah, but it sounds familiar, because these are the same conditions which don't count as a petarechem, meaning that the next child would actually be considered a bechor if it's a male. Okay, so here they are. Elu she'enon mevios, the following women who have miscarriages do not bring the various korbanos that a yoledes brings. Hamapeles shvir male mayim, male dam, male gninim. If a woman miscarries and what comes out is a shvir, we'll call that like a membrane, and unlike back in Mishnah Gimel, where we said the shvir murukam, a shvir that was like a fetus where there's like, it's coming together, there's like flesh and it's coming together. Here, these are three examples of eino murukam, that the contents of what's inside the membrane that should have been and could have been a fetus just aren't coming together. Meaning what's inside that, like skin, if you'll call it, skin, is just, it's male mayim, it's full of liquid, clear liquid, or male dam, it's full of blood, or male geninim. Two pshatim and geninim. Either geninim means like govnim, different colors. So you see it's like a mixture of colors that would include like, you know, blood and flesh and bone, that kind of thing. Or geninim means like, looks like it's little shreds of flesh that appear like, kind of like as if like worms, like, you know, maggots, like little bits and pieces of, you know, of flesh inside the membrane that also doesn't count. Or hamapeles kemin dagim v'chagavim shkatzim ramasim. We said back in Mishnah Gimel that if a woman miscarries and the fetus has no resemblance to a human whatsoever, the Chacham said then definitely it doesn't count. But Rabbi Meret said if it resembles a chaya or a behema or a oaf, then she does, is considered a yoledes and does bring korbanos because of the two mentioned, the word yetzira and the formation, the yetzira that talks about the chayos and the ophos is the animals and the birds, is the same yetzira verb used for the human formation. Anyways, the point here is our Mishnah is saying even Reb Meir would agree that if it doesn't resemble a chaya or a behema or an oaf, it resembles dagim, or like aquatic creatures, chagavim, grasshoppers, shkatzim, little creepy crawlies, and ramasim. Ramasim are like also creepy crawly things, like things that grow on dead bodies and the like maggots and worms and stuff. So these things have no resemblance whatsoever. So that's what it looks like that was miscarried, little, you know, like kind of blood clotty bits. That doesn't count, and therefore that woman would not bring. Also, Mapelas Yom Arbaim. If a woman knows the date of her conception and she miscarries on the 40th day from conception, and certainly less than 40, then that doesn't constitute a Vlad. It has to be a miscarried on the 41st day, because only after 40 full days is it considered to be Tzirus HaVlad, that we've taken shape as a Vlad. Okay? And finally, V'yotzi Dofen. A Yotzi Dofen means literally taken out from the sides. We're talking here what we'd call a cesarean section. If the baby is taken out from the side of the mother instead of a normal birth, so that does not count as a Leda, as a birth. And the reason for that is because the Pasuk says, Isha ki sazria V'yalda, a woman who conceives and gives birth. And the drush is, she has to give birth, V'yalda. It only constitutes a birth, a Yoledis, if she gives birth in the same place as she conceived. But if it came out like the side, like take off her abdomen as a cesarean section, that doesn't constitute a Leda, and therefore it doesn't obligate her to bring the korbanos as a yoledes, etc. Rabbi Shimon, Mechay B'yotzei Dofen, Rabbi Shimon says, yes, if a woman gives birth through cesarean section, she must still, that counts as a birth, and she must bring the korbanos, etc. The reason why is because he has a drush from a different pasuk which says, V'im nekeva teled, or seled, and the extra word teled or seled is a mutar, it's extra, from which he darshan that there's two ways to give birth, either the normal way or through the side, through a cesarean section. However, halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon, so that means that a cesarean section doesn't constitute a birth, and therefore there's no korban brought even out of Suffolk.